Proclamation number 3720 of 22nd of March, 1946. Announcement of the catastrophe. What my spirit announces to you, accept without resistance. For I make use of you in order to make my will known to people, and thus you may not oppose me if I want to speak through you. I announce to you that you are already in the beginning of the inner turmoil on earth, that only a short time will pass when I will appear through my might, and that you therefore should not hesitate much longer to prepare yourselves for the time of your activity. If I repeatedly remind you of the hour of my intervention, it is for your own sake, for you cannot take the forthcoming period of your life seriously enough, which my intervention will usher in and which will bring you ever closer to the final end. I must always and constantly warn and admonish you so that you don't become lukewarm in your striving upwards. And if I repeatedly give you a time limit, it is only out of love for you, for despite the earthly adversity you still live in bearable circumstances compared to those who will be granted to you after my intervention. And I want to prepare you so that, despite greatest earthly adversity, you will nevertheless become masters of it with my help. Nothing is insurmountable if you appeal to me for support, yet you should first gain this firm faith. Yet the time limit set for you decreases from day to day, from hour to hour. And the day is irrevocably approaching when I will express myself through the elements of nature. And therefore I call to you again and again, remember what lies ahead of you, take my announcements seriously, for I do not speak to you humans through my servants on earth for nothing. Reckon with it as surely as you reckon with a night after a day, and prepare yourselves so that after the night a morning will come again for you. Earthly as well as spiritually. For if I leave you life, you will still have a time of grace ahead of you despite great physical hardship, which you can make full use of for the salvation of your souls. Again and again I knock at your hearts, again and again I point out that the end is near and that I still want to win for myself those who believe in me and my word. Again and again I call to you through my messengers, live in love and your souls will be saved for eternity. My admonitions and warnings will repeat themselves until the hour has come which I have determined since eternity, which would have been due long ago according to people's spiritual state. But my love and mercy keeps the time limit to give you all the opportunity to work on yourselves with regard to what is coming. Don't let my admonitions and warnings go unheeded, but heed them, for the day is no longer far away. Amen.